Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report with Deborah Tavares. By the way, Deborah here is on the third hour, has been on the third hour for some time. The week, she's on a special assignment next Monday, so she's doing some neat stuff, some special investigations. So we'll be doing some probably some simulcast reports after that. When she comes back, she'll be on hour two, which is 1 to 2 Pacific, which is her second hour, which will be 3 to 4 Central Time, and is 4 to 5 Eastern Time. From that, and this is important because Deborah has, she's probably the best researcher to scare the pants off you, literally, with documents of anybody I've ever met. And Deborah, the problem is a lot of people have what I call vicious ignorance. They want to bare their teeth and growl at us and provide them information that's written, whether it's the, you know, the World Watch Institute or the ICLEI or the United Nations documents or the World Watch Institute or whatever. They don't want to hear the fact that we have toxic water being fed to us, even by people like John, like Donald Trump, saying, hey, I hope you like your water, excuse me,
well,
I hope you like your 5G
Bill.
Networks.
Yeah,
now, I support
true.
Trump and the things he does that are right. The things he does wrong, we need to smarten this guy up because...
Well, yeah, we can try and do that. But right now, what I really want to get into the people's attention is something that one of the listeners... reminded me of, and I really want to do a shout out to Paulette because of her reminding me of something very important. I'm going to cover that right now. And
go ahead. She sent me a lot of emails, by the way. She's a very brilliant lady with a lot of questions.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to talk about homelessness for a few minutes, but then I'm going to be breaking into additional information. Everyone needs to understand that homelessness is being massively created. It's an intentional design. And when you look at the World Bank, the RAND Corporation documents, you look in some of the city homelessness strategies. I'm looking at one out of Santa Monica in Southern California. They have all of these strategic goals and action plans around homelessness. And it's bizarre, it's scary. They're going to throw lots of money at this, which is a way in which to launder money that's stolen from all of us, from taxes, from every aspect of theft possible. But I want to bring something to everyone's attention. A few years back, when I was at one of the conferences, I believe it was the one where I gave the keynote on smart meters back in 2012, and I picked up some information from a woman, Elizabeth Russell Manning, and it was about mass mind control of the American population. And she has an entire segment on homelessness. And I had heard this multiple times, Dr. Bill, through the years. I've read this in documents, and I am going to let everyone know right now what's going on with the homelessness, because it is a psychotronic setup using these people on our streets. So I'm just going to read a little bit out of this document for everyone to hear, because it's very, very important. They talk about how the foremost are that the homelessness and homeless people are citizens of the United States. And many, of course, were released from mental hospitals, jails, juvenile halls. And many are just psychotronically and electronically taken down. They're being shut down. And the sum total of the various types of methods used to take down the homeless people and get them onto the streets, of course, is heavy antibiotics, birth control pills, chemicals, pesticides, fluoridation, candida, radiation of foods, airport x-rays, extremely low frequencies, microwaves, and all of the economic conditions that are being presented to all of us now with the weaponized weather events. And
let me summarize. These people are being frontally lobotomized with toxic TPP, toxic polypharmacy,
yes,
toxic scalar radiation, and also demonic, if you want to call it, infestations. How's that?
And that's
not true. Not just physical pathogens like SIBO in their gut, but also right through their entire body, they have pathogens everywhere.
Well,
and antibiotics will increase your cancer risk up to 3.5 years, so these people have been damaged.
Yes,
damaged.
And being intentionally damaged. And it goes on to say in several of the journals I've looked at that these same people have candida overgrowth, misaligned jaw joints, parasites, just as you said. They have mercury silver fillings, which literally conduct the electromagnetic frequencies in their mouth, and they don't get them taken out. And, of course, the American Dental Association does not tell people to remove their mercury fillings. So just as a sidebar right now, everyone has to have and should consider getting their mercury fillings removed because of these increased frequencies in the environment. But you have to get them removed by a trained dentist.
By a biological dentist. In fact, I did the original research with Dr. Vimy 40 years ago, 1980. And guess what the state, College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta, Canada said to Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle, this is Dr. Larish from South Africa, the registrar. He said, "Dr. Deagle, what do you think you're doing?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We are working with a dentist in association." I said, "What do you mean? I'm working in a dental office? You're crazy." "No, you're helping Dr. Vimy, who's doing a science doctorate at the university in toxicology of mercury." I said, "Well, I gave him equations because I have a background in advanced chemistry." "You better stop it, Deagle. Because if you don't, we're going to pull your damn license.
Well,
we're working in association."
I want to say, Dr. Bill, you've been on the forefront. And what I want to talk about is...
I got my lumps, let's put it this way. I have my battle bell scars. How's that?
Yeah, well, I want to say that these homeless people have also been implanted. They've been used by the secret government to attack. And they're being used, literally.
Well, let me mention something about implants. In 1999, I traveled to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club. Now, when I went to 42 cities, and I took a lot of time off to do that, 3 2-week sessions, and then I traveled again later on to Israel on Yom Teruah, the drill site, the Osiris end of the Dead Sea. I had to tell people to stop at the end of my discussion at the Prophecy Club, please stop bringing your microchips full into your brain, your jaw, your organs. And these were alien chips, by the way. These are not made by normal human technology. These are alien chips, okay? Some of them look really bizarre. I mean, they have like little three little arms and little thing. They were all like, you can tell, they were like nanotechnology made by some kind of 3D printer. They were not normal human-made technology. And they were surgically excised. And I had surgeons, I was referring to as when I got people that got a CT scan, and I'd refer them to this guy in California, he'd take the damn things up. And they would come in with test tubes and their human flesh with the damn chip right in it.
Right.
And you're looking at it and say, at first I thought, "Oh, you're nuts, you're nuts." And then they whip out the damn test tube with their actual freaking chip in their own flesh.
Yep.
I freak.
Well,
I'm telling you, this is not imaginary, people. This is freaking evil, and it's real. It's not imaginary.
Well, I want to tell you just to that, but I want to stay with the homeless because I've really got a very important point to make
on
what is happening to them. But I will tell you, we know of many people that have been getting their RFID chips taken out of their pets. And when you get those taken out, they are surrounded with flesh as well. But moving on into the homeless and the dental processes with the homeless and how they're being targeted directly with frequencies by the secret shadow government that's no longer a secret because we're talking about it all the time. But this was about a year or so ago. Well, this would have been back in about 2011. There was a memo that was went out to the police departments from the from a higher office, and the memo, the message was given When a call goes out for some kind of a disturbance in a particular neighborhood involving street person, the police were told not to only pick those street people up behaving violently, but they were told to ride them around in their car until they calmed down. Then the police were told to drop those homeless people off in another neighborhood. I'm going to pause right now because we've heard the claims of street people being bused to different states. So this
right.
fits the story. But we go on. The police were also told in the memo that if these people remained violent for a while after riding them around, that they were to take them, and this is in the memo, to San Francisco County Hospital and put them in some particular hallway overnight. And we're going to continue this on the other side of the break because many people that are listening are going to be dealing with homelessness.
These are people that many of them needed to be in mental institutions to get in proper care of their biology, their generational spiritual curses and other things, and their disease states and their brain health, and they're not getting help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And you've got lots to talk about. We've talked about the homeless now, and you want to finish that topic.
Well, I do, because it's so important. It's important to understand that several weeks back or so, actually, on your program, we were talking about the new vehicles being put in place to increase the 5150 ability for people that were identified as delusional or illusional on the streets, and that there were going to be pilot programs. They're not pilot programs. So when you hear that word, don't get stuck on that word. But they said in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, I believe, was the third location, where they were going to extend the holding time that they can hold people and psychologically manipulate them with psych drugs in psych wards.
Right.
But what they say, and this was all discussed in the report from Iron Mountain, so we need to understand that this was all foretold, and we have to understand that the government has created these street people by shutting them down electronically and keeping them alive artificially and controlling them and manipulating them through electronic means. And the reasoning behind all of this is to control them, to create harassment on the streets, to terrorize the public, and possibly kill many citizens. And through manipulating the homeless people through computer science and technologies and whatever suits the government. So this is what's happening. We have an excellent document called the Aquarius Operations Briefing on StopTheCrime.net. It talks about the use of frequencies and the ability to turn people into assassins at will. But I want to share a few unbelievable comments on the Bloomberg report. And it's in regards to climate change and the effects of the cost of climate change on homeowners. And we're going to see as these weaponized the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth through all of the weather weapons and how that's going to be paid for. And this is what one of the quotes in Bloomberg is saying. And this is, if this isn't enough to have everyone up in arms about the false reality of climate change, I don't know what would. But here it says, facing climate change, states and cities seek to borrow billions. Borrow. And they go on to say that the mayor of Miami Beach, Florida, says climate change will be a homeowner's worst nightmare. If you own a home and you find that your roof has a problem, or you find out that there's a termite infection, infestation, you have to take care of it, he said. That's what climate change is. And here's another quote. This is awkward as hell. Facing climate change again, talking about how states and cities will seek to borrow billions, they go on. That's why Miami Beach, where frequent flooding is prompted by high tides and storm surge, again, we all know that's artificially created, have right. illustrated the risks of climate change. And they're asking residents for the power to pump more money into environmentally friendly sidewalks, parks, and neighborhood improvements. What? They're being intentionally hit with weather weapons, and they're asking the homeowners to pump money in to environmentally friendly sidewalks, parks, and neighborhood improvements. If this isn't crazy, I don't know what is, except that you're going to hear more crazy, because
right.
this is from a YouTube from the International Panel on Climate Change, and these are just a few dictated quotes from the video. And we'll have this posted up on StopTheCrime.net, but it was an IPCC YouTube October the 1st through the 5th of 2018, and it came out of the conference. And it says this, quote, for the last few decades, the threat of climate change has been heavily reported. The scientific consensus is now clear. So we need to understand consensus is mob rule, and it has nothing to do with real science.
Exactly.
But they go on to
consensus
say...
Consensus is a psychological consensus, not a scientific one.
Exactly. And they go on to say, we've seen a shift from why is this happening to when will the worst happen, and now to how exactly will this happen. We know massive catastrophic changes are just around the corner, and the scientific community has shifted its attention from whether humans are responsible for climate change to what kind of disasters to expect. They go on to say there will be climate deniers in the comments of this YouTube. There always are, but these people are very vocal minorities. There is no longer any doubt that human activity has drastically affected the rate of climate change. And we have mountains of peer-reviewed evidence to prove it. If you're one of the people who thinks climate change is a hoax, no one's calling it a hoax, it's real, but they're intentionally doing it, my sidebar, just consider who benefits from this lie. Fossil fuel advocates. Now again, no fuel came from fossils, lie number one in this
right. Right.
International Panel of Climate Change. The second thing they say is special interest groups and members of the U.S. industries and governments that are heavily dependent on fossil fuel industry for donations. They are selling your future and your children's future for a quick buck. They say, look at the evidence. Do your research. This shouldn't be controversial. And then it goes on to tell us in this YouTube that the IPCC was founded as part of an intergovernmental arm of the UN in 1988. It says it does not publish climate change reports, but reviews them and assesses them from thousands of groups and scientists worldwide. These scientists contribute to a large body of work on a voluntary basis. They get millions, of course, we know, from the World Bank, etc.
Right.
Meaning none of them receive any money from outside special interest groups. Of course, we know that is...
That's a lie. That's a lie.
So then they go on to tell us in this YouTube, once the IPCC has its report published, the document subjected to a line-by-line approval by delegates from each participating government, usually is reviewed by delegates from more than 120 countries. The IPCC is the internationally accepted authority on climate change, and its reports have been the agreement of leading scientists and each participating government.
Bought and paid for, like he's saying, the university in Britain, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So, in short, when the IPCC issues a report on climate change, the world knows it's the real deal. I hope all of you listening know that it's a complete hoax. But they
they call the deal with Mephisto and the devil. This is a devilish agreement, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And they go on to say this, because this is just as diabolical as it gets.
Right.
They go on to say that the difference in temperatures is going to destroy the coral reefs. There won't be any fishing left, the negative impact on the oceans. And when we get on the other side of this break, Dr. Bill, I'm going to go into this further, because all of
right.
you need to hear the intentional destruction of this planet.
The acidification of oceans, the death of the phytoplankton and the benthic layer, all these things are designed by these maniacs. They're behind the omnicide of Earth.
That's exactly right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With the illustrious Deborah Tavares.
We're talking about the IPCC, and I want to continue with what the YouTube said, what they said. They said, quote, populations that will suffer most will be the poor and less developed countries, and those in fragile ecosystems like coastal and agricultural areas. We can expect increases in vector-borne illnesses, such as malaria, and the expansion of their geographical range of all of these vector-borne illnesses, ozone depletion, and the drastic heat-related mortality, huge reductions in crop yields, including maize, rice, wheat, and other cereal crops, as well as a reduction in nutritional quality, drought and flooding, and other extreme weather, and a stagnation of economic growth, just to name a few. It goes on. This is all quoted out of the IPCC. This is all very scary stuff, and it should be. We've managed to ignore the science for decades, and now it's time to pay the price. Thankfully, humans are good at adapting and solving problems, especially if they are problems that we created. We should do something to mitigate any further risk. The report lists a number of adaptation options for the regions who should expect the serious challenges the soonest, including coastal defenses, sustainable aquaculture, and ecosystem restoration. But the truth of the matter is that we are all largely at the mercy of world governments. Sure, we can stop eating meat, drive electric cars, and use less water at home. But even if every single individual did their part, it's still only a tiny step in the right direction. Just 100 companies are responsible for 71% of the entire world's carbon emissions. and just 25% of the 71% are responsible for half of the emissions. As long as those companies are allowed to keep doing what they are doing, we're screwed. End of story.
This yeah, but the problem is it's not carbon
dioxide.
It's not the carbon that's being generated. It's the fact that carbon-oxygen cycle is being damaged by toxic acidifying pollution. The oceans are turning acid.
Yes,
the benthic layer phytoplankton are dying.
Yes.
By, on purpose, because they don't reduce the pollution coming to the oceans from, say, China or India or other countries that are dumping it.
That's right.
And that's what's killing the benthic layer oceans.
Well,
and radiotoxins from Fukushima Daiichi that are killing the oceans. The ocean phytoplankton are dying. That's the problem. 80% of the oxygen comes from carbon dioxide, because that's where our CO2 comes from. So if you get rid of carbon dioxide and you dump it to the bottom of the ocean, like Dr. Isay mentioned to me in 1997, we spent an entire evening in the fall of 97, the oxygen concentration of the planet will drop to not support humans unless you're in a domed city with a hyperbaric amplifier of oxygen concentration so you can survive and have frontal lobe and eye activity.
Well,
people
that's
don't get
exactly
this,
right. And what's so important and very important about what they're telling us they're going to do, because they do control the weather and they do control the destruction of every aspect of the environment and the ocean and everything that we've discussed. In fact, I remind people to go to the YouTube, Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surge Artificially Created. There's just so much. But they go on to say in this YouTube, the IPCC, that we could be optimistic and say that now that we have the report, governments will implement these restrictions. Maybe from some countries, but if we've learned anything from the U.S. in the past 2 years, it's that enough people in positions of power either don't believe in science or don't care about the future of their nation and the world.
Right.
That they've gone in the opposite direction. Legislation designed to protect the environment has been rolled back or repealed entirely, and individuals in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry, and again, there is no pocket of fossil fuel because fossil fuel doesn't exist. It's petroleum and it's renewable. We all know that.
Right.
But in the pocket of fossil fuel industry are at the reins of a very few groups that could enact positive change and stop this downward spiral. But say, by some miracle, the world that we're going to meet the challenge to keep temperature rise below 2 degrees Celsius, that would require, in short, the single most monumental shift in energy, public policy, and personal lifestyle and consumption habits in the history that we've ever known at any time. We need to transition to 100% renewable energy. I'm going to add something right here, right now. Renewable energy is not reliable because they control the weather and the wind and the storms and the amount of solar that we even are able to produce on our solar panels. But they go on to say, we have to stop now using fossil fuels for transportation. The means of stopping production of gasoline-powered cars, ships, trains, and airplanes. Stop cutting down trees by the thousands. Stop factory farming. Are you listening to this? Stop
yeah.
factory farming and at least drastically reduce the world's meat intake and hopefully transition to lab-grown meats or other alternatives.
Ooh, yuck.
If this seems impossible or unlikely, it's because we've never done anything like it on the scale before.
This is a script for a very bad B movie that needs to be rejected by Hollywood. How's that?
Well, anyway, they say that this has to be done. And any of these things on their own is a good thing, but it's not enough. It's not something that can be put off for another decade, even another year. And the video ends by saying, we need to elect green representatives and educate our friends and others. And, of course, the reason that they tell you to elect green representatives is your vote, is your consent for this demonic takedown on the hoax of climate change. And I want to just refer to a scientist that we'll have up on your show at some point, Dr. Bill. I'll get you in touch with him. I want to read just a little bit about this man. So all of
what's his name?
His name is J. Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Herndon, H-E-R-N-D-O-N. And here is an open letter that he wrote, and you can find this just by typing this in, an open letter to members of the AGU, the EGU, and the International Panel for Climate Control, alleging promotion of fake science at the expense of human and environmental health. And he goes on to say, I have been a member of the American Geophysical Union for 45 years. During that time, I have published fundamental scientific advances in world-class scientific journals. In 2011, he established a task force on science ethics and integrity and invited input from its members. On February in 2012, he responded with a fundamental statement on scientific ethics and integrity, and he said, scientists are persons of integrity. They stand for what is right. They tell the truth and ensure that the full truth is known. They do not lie. In that response, I gave specific examples of egregious ethical transgressions by the luminaries as Medal of Science awardee Don Anderson. 2 weeks later, the chairman of the task force, Peter Glick, resigned in disgrace over his own ethical transgressions, nationally reported. Now, this letter goes on. His announcement of this.
He probably knows of specific transgressions, like selecting data that doesn't include the global cooling data of the Maunder period, doesn't include the data about what they're doing to the oceans on purpose, doesn't include the fact it's not humans or that there's no such thing as fossil fuel.
Well, he says this in his letter, and this is just what you're talking about right now. He says, no one has the right to poison the air we breathe. No one has the right to deceive the public of the adverse health effects involved in clandestine geoengineering. And not even the military has this right. And the military is doing this. Everyone that is involved in any representative situation high up has to know.
Right. Well, all of these I took care of employees working on Missile Defense and Space Command, and I know all of what they're doing to manipulate the climate is well beyond HARP. This is post-HARP technology, low-Earth orbit satellites creating torsion field, storm center movement technology that can create storms or wipe them out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Deborah, you mentioned a statement about the a Communications Act back in the 1950s.
1996.
That said basically you're not allowed to discuss health illnesses linked to frequency anymore. Who made this statement and which government department?
Yeah, well, I'm going to actually read a couple of things about that because this is absolutely important. It ties in with the 5G rollout, and everyone needs to know that the FCC is Crown Castle out of London, and it is Google. That is who the FCC is. So let's talk about what happened in 1990. The U.S. EPA proposal to classify microwaves and other electromagnetic fields to a Class B1 probable carcinogen was squashed by the White House, and the EPA was stripped of all of its radiation labs and key EPA.
That was under Bill Clinton, right? Bill Clinton.
And EPA scientists were disciplined. This reminds me of Ole Johansson at the Karolinska Institute being disciplined and stripped of his lab. But
yeah, exactly. I've had Ole on a few years ago about that.
And I know you did.
And then, before he got his lab stripped, by the way.
Yes, and then in 1996, this is extremely important for everyone to hear. And in 1996, Telecommunication Act suspends the free discussion on health effects on the location and placement of cell towers in any cities. Buried deep in the landmark bill in Section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevents local governments from hearing objections or challenges to cell tower placement based on possible health impacts forever. This single law has allowed for the uncontested siting of cell phone towers throughout the United States, while forever ending the public dialogue and critical scientific debate on the possible health impacts from microwaves.
Wow.
This is why this is rolling over us. This is why we can't stop it. And everyone that just heard this has to think, this is nuts. It is nuts. It is nuts.
And who was the maniac who did this? Who put this law in place?
The government, of course.
Who was the person?
It was out of London. Rothschild.
No, but who was the actual individual in, you say, Wisconsin to put this?
I don't have the name of the Wisconsin senator.
It'd be nice to find that out. That's so bizarre, though, isn't it?
That does not matter. He was paid to do that.
Right.
This is just a rollout of a plan. And so to eliminate, now the current FCC newly adopted proposal, because up until September of 2018, cities could contest the siting of telecommunication devices based on aesthetics. Say, for example, they didn't want a cell tower or an attachment to a light fixture if it was in an area of visual disruption. But now that's not even allowed in the new regulation Crown Castle out of England. And I would recommend everybody watch a YouTube that we have liked on stopthecrime.net. And it's the spider web, and I'll find the name of it in a second. It's called, I'll find it before we...
Well, basically, the new British Empire is the empire through Jersey and Guernsey Island and Grand Cayman Island and so on. It's run by the Queen, the chief reptile, and it's run by Crown Castle and the British Empire through the Canary Square. People don't understand Canary Square and the Queen and so on are directly involved with the Vatican and directly involved with the United Nations and all these global enterprises.
Yes. Now, I want to just go on into another thing, because now we have toxic, dangerous, lethal LED streetlights that are being deployed throughout this country through the Department of Energy to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and meet the sustainability future of 100% renewable. And what's so important is to understand the dark side of the LED light bulbs. Highly, highly toxic. They're dangerous for cleanup crews to clean up in car accidents, because many headlights in cars now have the LED lights. But they contain 8 times the amount of lead, a known neurotoxin, allowed by the California state law, and which, according to researchers, exhibit significant cancer and non-cancerous potentials due to the high content of arsenic and lead. And they say that they harbor large amounts of nickel, another heavy metal that causes allergic reactions in as many as 1 in 5 of us upon exposure.
By the way, it's not just exposure to the actual metal. The frequencies that you're exposed to from these LED lights will have harmonic effects in anything in the periodic table in the vertical line. So you can look at a periodic table of elements, and if you look at specific minerals that are in these toxic minerals like lead or mercury, etc., whatever they are, they'll affect specific minerals. So if you have mercury, for example, it interferes with chromium and vanadium.
So now, Dr. Bill, because I will be out next week on a special assignment, I just want to say a couple of final things about the LED lights. They say when you break an LED light open, don't breathe the fumes. It won't likely cause cancer, but they say that our body hardly needs more toxic substances floating around us, as the combined effects could be a disease trigger. And they say if they break at home, they recommend sweeping it up with wearing gloves and a mask and disposing of the debris and even the broom. They go on to say that it's allowed in our landfills. So our government, that everyone's going to be voting back in tomorrow, is killing us. So I can only say this is a global assault. Our government does not control America, and we have outside forces that are greater than that. But I also want to throw into the conversation for everyone to understand about water, because they are taking down our access to water, massively reducing it through the requirement of smart meters. Everyone, please call your local utility department in your city. Find out when they're going to deploy the wireless smart water meter in your town, because they will. Another massive, massive level of frequencies going through your environment. But now, instead of discussing primary water, and again, go to primarywater.org, go to stopthecrime.net, listen to the plethora of YouTubes that we've done about the truth of water. But understand, they now have a new development of water to service up sky water. And it is a toxic water scheme, and people are going to be tricked by this scheme, because SkyWater is polluted atmospheric water, which contains poisons from geoengineering, bomb testing, industrial pollution, and more. Highly, highly poisonous. And here's what they tell us about SkyWater. It goes on to say that our products alleviate dependence on the local water supply by harvesting enough fresh water from the air to supply a single family home, office, and much more. The most abundant source of fresh water is the Earth's atmosphere. When atmospheric humidity condenses, it falls as rain. SkyWater replicates this process by condensation, by simulating the dew point, which allows it to make water continuously, even in low humidity conditions. They say this is patented. They're harvesting the environment. To what end? What do you suppose pulling out more moisture out of the environment is going to do to the increased heat and the acidification of the oceans and all of our rivers, the increased algae blooms, all of the poisons that are being perpetrated on us by the use of the environment? So we also have intelligent water now, too. We have intelligent water for dumb cities and, you know, smart cities. We have SkyWater. They're coming on board with all these water products. And everyone, dependent upon your economic level, will have the opportunity to decide what level of water you want, whether you want to drink the sewer to tap water with some urine in it as well. But Dr. Bill, I want to say very fast right now, we will be posting on stopthecrime.net our geyser geothermal tour. Geyser geothermal tour.
Have you got a name for it that we talked about earlier? Right?
Well, yeah. We do. And no, everybody, I would highly recommend you sign up for stopthecrime.net. Please listen to this YouTube when it's up in a few days. It is the world's largest power plant geyser. It creates earthquakes. It melts our DNA, and there's zero escape. So it creates acid rain. Daily earthquakes, they inject sewer and urine water down the boreholes to make more of the deadly toxic hydrogen sulfide that creates poisons in the air. And also it's important to note that the eruption in Hawaii was a Rothschild geothermal plant, just like the geothermal plant that you're going to see on the tour on StopTheCrime.net. Dr. Bill, thank you. I'll be back to report on a very interesting situation.
Endeavor.
Absolutely.
Amazing show, Deborah. Again, go visit StopTheCrime.net. If you want a pure water system to clean up your water, you need it. Go to NutriMedical.com, go down to Shop by Product for Pure Water Systems. No matter what your water is, you think it's well water, it's tap water is good, it's killing you. Get a pure water system today for washing, for drinking, for bathing. You need it now. Get it now, for God's sake. Take care, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another amazing lineup. You don't want to miss it. Take care.
Bags under the eye.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.